Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. It's hour number two, and our show is always brought to you by PNC Bank for the Achiever in You. Allegheny Health Network, health for all. We are driven by number one Cochrane. Go one better at number one Cochrane. 412-928-9370, that is the number of the program here today. Call in. You'll be talking to Matty Ice through the glass, and then you'll get on the air with me up until 11:30 a.m. As I said, that weather outside is going to be colder, and Sun Chevrolet reminds you that the temperatures are going to get down in the 30s tonight. Sun Chevrolet making a splash against cancer in October. We have limited time here, just about 30 minutes, so if you want to make a call, do it now. 412-928-9370, talking about Steelers-Bengals. Perfect, Juju Smith-Schuster. Do you think that Vontaze Perfect has circled this game? He was out with a suspension. He's back. But last December, in that crazy game that featured two just terrible injuries, of course, the one to Ryan Shazier, and then even Tyler Matakavich in that game was injured, which led to the signing of Sean Spence and a conundrum for the Steelers at that point in time so late into the season. But Juju Smith-Schuster, remember the layout hit blindside on Vontaze Burfict? Boy, he had to like that, stood over him, and I'm sure that that guy remembers it. The question is, how much can you get away with in today's NFL? Because they're really cracking down on just about everything. But T.J. Watt took a fine the other day, which I just can't believe the NFL would go this far. Number one, to penalize that play was ludicrous in my view. There is no way that he did anything except try to get out of the way of Matt Ryan. Yeah, he was being blocked. He was down low, but he did not make contact with him. He grazed him. All right, so we have a graze by. So you're gonna first of all, penalize him 15 yards, which, by the way, extends the drive, which, by the way, you know, gives points to a team that was about to punt. Number two, you're going to fine him $20,000? Really? Listen, I understand the protection of quarterbacks. I understand why the marquee guys have got to be out there, but they're football players too. So what happens on a legitimate hit if Matt Ryan gets knocked out of the game? Oh, my goodness, he's out of the game. Well, it wasn't because of a low blow. It was because of a legitimate hit. But you know what? You can't be legitimate anymore if you're a defensive player in the NFL. I like quarterbacks being healthy at the right time of year. I like seeing the stars play. But guess what? There are stars on the defensive side of the ball as well, and their job is to put pressure on the quarterback, to play havoc with them, to make them prematurely throw the ball down the field and sometimes take a hit. If you can't take a hit, then you – I mean, come on. At some point, this has got to give up, doesn't it? I am tired of watching flags fly on every single little opportunity to hit a quarterback. They are football players. They get hit in college. They can take a hit. If they get injured, they get injured. That's just part of the game. If it's cheap, absolutely. You throw, you could suspend, you could do a lot of things. You can, but some of these calls, in fact, most of them I've seen, are not worth the penalties. And they're certainly not worth fines, like $20,000. T.J. Watt was so miffed about it yesterday. He walked into the locker room, and when he saw reporters, he walked out because he didn't want to say what he probably wanted to say, which you know what he wanted to say. 412-928-9370 is the number. Call before our Panther pregame begins at 11:30 this morning, and we'll take those calls and get on with it. And once again, thank you to our sponsors, PNC Bank, Achiever in You, Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, number one Cochrane. Go one better at number one Cochrane. And by the way, you can follow this station on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, which is driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, North Hills. And if you call, that's fine, but you can also text. It's the same number, 412-928-9370 on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. If the Steelers can go into the bye week at 3-2-1, they're in pretty good shape. Then the question becomes, what do you do with Le'Veon Bell? We grazed this topic at the beginning of the program, and my situation is not going to change. If James Conner plays well again tomorrow and does the stuff, and by the way, did you know that he is number one in the NFL in terms of making people miss, you know, miss tackles? They keep stats about just about everything these days, and that is number one on the list. In fact, he had 12 opportunities last week where after contact, he made people miss. That's more than any one game that Le'Veon Bell had in his 66-game career. That's pretty impressive. So my question was, how much time Do you give these two? I start with Connor. I work Le'Veon in. Absolutely. If you're asking me who's a better running back talent-wise, it's Le'Veon Bell. But I keep rolling what I'm rolling. If things change, there's going to be time for both. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Bruce on line one. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, how we doing, Bob?
We doing good. What's going on with you?
Not too much. Just getting some things done. Hey, Bob, I did have a comment about this Watt fine. And I do understand the NFL is trying to take measures to protect the quarterback. And you'll hear people mention the word inconsistency, and I have to agree with them. The only thing I can ask you is one question. I heard the fine was due to a forcible act on Watt. Could you explain to me where that hit, as it happened, was forcible? Meaning, did he do it on purpose?
No, I can't make that case. I would never make that case because I don't believe in that case. So the answer for me is I don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The fine makes no sense. The penalty doesn't even make sense, let alone the fine. But the other thing was, sir, I'd like to throw out there, the gentleman, they talked yesterday, Ron Cook, about Hines Ward getting into the Hall of Fame. You know, he is a throwback, and his numbers would justify some film watching. If you, to me, I think 35 years ago, that man makes the Hall of Fame. So
I think
he gets in.
Thanks, Bruce, for the call. What I think about Hines is he's certainly worthy. I think it's difficult because of the way the game is being played right now and the statistics that wide receivers have thrown at the game. They're bigger and better. Hines Ward was a possession guy more than anything. He was a good guy to get third downs, conversions, the first downs. He was very good in the red zone. His touchdowns in his career proved that. He also kind of redefined the blocking part, which, again, I go back to Bill Mazeroski getting inducted. It took him a long time because at the time, all the emphasis is on offense. Well, Bill Mazeroski was never going to impress you with strictly his offensive numbers. But when you take into account the defense and what runs saved, same thing is true with, I think, Hines Ward and how he approached blocking as a wide receiver. These are things that don't show up statistically. But if you look at the total body of work and what the guy did, that's part of it. And I think it took a while for Mazeroski to get in. Listen, it took a long time for Jerome Bettis to get in. Alan Fanick is still waiting, and I think all these guys you mentioned are worthy. It's just a matter of the process and how many roadblocks they have in front of them because, you know, they have other guys who have bigger numbers. And we saw that, you know, Terrell Owens this year, I thought he deserved to get in long ago, and then he got mad about it, held his own press conference. I thought that's carrying a grudge far too far. It's the process. It's the way it works. He got in, but there are other wide receivers who have bigger numbers. And when you look strictly at numbers, and that's the job of this committee to look beyond numbers, I think, you'll find that that guy deserves to be in there. Am I going to predict he's going to get in anytime soon? Probably not, just because it takes time. But I think he's worthy of it for sure, based on watching him play. 412-928-9370 is that number to call as we continue here until we join Chris Muller and Doran Dickerson coming up at 11:30. It's Pitt and Notre Dame. So how important is this game? You know how important it is for Notre Dame. They're trying to get into a college football playoff. As far as the Pitt game is concerned, they need wins just to get bowl eligible. And you know, at the beginning of a season, you're looking at it saying, oh, come on, 6 games? Are you kidding me? They can't get the 6 games? Well, they didn't last year. And by losing games against teams like North Carolina, that can stop you from getting there this year. Because they did, likely they'll be 3-4 after today. All right, so now you gotta win 3. And it may seem to you like they can do that, but Pitt has not won the games that they are expected so many times to win. And when you're at their level, you have to take care of that first. That's the walking before you can run part of this equation. Once you get to a level of Penn State, because they do win those games they're supposed to win, then you got to look at other things. And Penn State has done that well under James Franklin. I don't think there's any denying that. They've won in the last 2.5 years games they were supposed to win. And therefore, you end up where you end up, which is knocking on the door to maybe winning a conference, maybe getting into a playoff, which they were denied a couple of years ago. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. Let me know what you think about these and other games. Penn State, Michigan State, West Virginia, Iowa State. And, of course, the big one tomorrow is the Steelers taking on the Bengals. That one takes place tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You'll see it on KDKA-TV. Always an interesting game, especially when it's played in Cincinnati. What will happen this time around? We're going to take a break here right now. And when I come back, we got a lot of calls on the line. We'll get to them. 412-928-9370. You're listening to the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.